Hi, everybody. This is Melody Goodspeed with the American Foundation for the Blind and Form and Connect podcast. We are so excited to have you here today. And we have a special guest. We have Sean Ja with us from World Service, VIP World Services. And we're so excited to have you today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Melody, for having me over.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. Sean, can you tell us where you're from?
Yeah, so my hometown is Kathmandu, Nepal, but I'm based in out of London, UK at the moment.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your company? I'm super excited to hear all about it.
Yes, so as I said, I'm from Nepal. I have spent most of my life hustling in India. Did my engineering there, and then I came to UK 4 years ago to do my master's in a subject called service design. And during my course, I had to pick up a thesis topic, which I thought is closer to my heart and something I can build as a startup. So I researched and I figured that getting making employability easy for visually impaired people is a challenge. And I thought that could be an area where I could make my thesis. And the result of my thesis is my best business, VIP World Services, where VIP stands for visually impaired people. And we are creating a platform where corporate clients can connect with VIP or people with other disabilities and accessibility designers, experts to use a test and perform user research with their products and services so that they can be made accessible. Not just following the guidelines, but like something that is usable, something that is that you know brings sales to the company, but it's a value to the disabled audience. And in all of this, we are bringing VIPs to connect digitally. We have been helping them to use digital stuff, use assistive tech, improve their skills, you know, help each other in the community, and eventually get paid for the time they work with us on different projects. So this is what VIP World is in crux.
That is wonderful. You know, can you maybe cite one example or success story where you've really seen some good synergy and how that's been able to elevate, like myself, someone who's blind like myself, their reach to employment?
Yeah. So before the pandemic hit, UK had 85,000 VIPs who were eligible, who were like working age population. And after the pandemic, that number has increased manifold times. There's not even data to confirm, that number. Mm-hmm. But what happened was like most of the jobs, you know, they all became online. And it was important to bring the VIP community to be more active online and see to reap the benefits of working here. So we have started like connecting companies to people who are, you know, based out of, let's say, US, or there are other members who are in Nepal or India. Depending on the need of the corporate client, we bring them, different profiles. So I think the benefit of coming online using assistive tech and practicing, which you can definitely, you know, see Melody practice assistive tech, is the most. Sorry. So practice using assistive tech is definitely the most important thing, I believe, that brings VIPs closer to employability. And we bring in VIPs to do 3-hour projects, 4-hour projects a week with a particular client. That gives them confidence. That gives them, you know, they feel that their words are being valued, they're being heard. And we have worked with a list of corporate clients. I cannot name them, but I can. To give an example of the synergy that is developed, I can talk about our own product, Travel Hands, which was created by the VIP World community members. And well, VIP World community members, everyone complained about how difficult it is to travel outdoors for a visually impaired person. And we researched with them. We did workshops. We went around the city. We had interactions with charity managers, caregivers, transport for London staff, et cetera, et cetera. And we found out that Travel Hands can be an app which can pair a visually impaired person with a sighted guide to go together, to walk together from point A to point B or towards a similar destination. And that concept, that idea that was developed like with the community members 2 years ago, I can proudly say that like we have been running Travel Hands through a call center service since May 2021. And we have been getting good feedback. We have good number of people using it. And soon the mobile app Travel Hands will be launched, I hope by next month.
That is fascinating. Thank you, Hisham. This is John Mack, and I'm the public relations manager with AFB. And I'm jumping in because Melody is having a technical difficulty at the moment. Thank you for that explanation. That was fascinating. I'm curious to see how the next month goes. If I can shift gears for 1 second, how did you come up with the name for your company?
Yeah, it's, so as I said, while I was studying and I was researching on my thesis, I joined as a volunteer to understand exactly how VIP use the service, they how they live, what are the challenges. And I joined this charity called Blind Aid. I started going there. I learned myself how to use assistive tech, different softwares, and helping others to practice more, learn more. And during one of those days, I think one of the students there said, like, we have a WhatsApp group. It's called VIP something. And I was like, wow, that's a nice one. You know, she had a smile on her face. And I thought, wow, this is very interesting. And this could actually bring, this actually brings smile to everyone's face. People have been asking about the name every time. That's the story.
That's incredible. I really am, I love how, work, obviously the pandemic has really touched all of us. And I love the fact that you've really leveraged that, the time that we've had to be home, to use that as essentially a really good landing station for people that are visually impaired and blind to be able to learn the technology, be able to apply it, and then use your corporate partners for employment. And that is really wonderful. And also travel, that project as well has obviously also is a very keeping the distances, and it can be very terrifying in these times. So I thank you so much for that. With the feedback with the traveling, have you noticed that people are getting out more and feeling more comfortable?
Well, here in London, after May last year, things opened up quite a bit, like after June, especially. So we did see an upward curve where people were more optimistic. And as well, in London, the summer, which is like 3-4 months, technically, it's a period where people are more happy. It's like the sun comes out and everybody's looking forward. And I think that helped as well. Like people were fed up sitting at home. And, it's in the winters, it's cold, it's dark, it's windy, it's rainy. I'm not complaining.
I'm totally with you on this.
Yeah, but like, I think weather and the timing of that helped. So it was good back then. But then again, like the Omicron spread in December, it was, it was just very scary. I mean, like, nobody knows what's happening, So we stopped the service, but this Monday, a few days ago, we started again Travel Hands, and we have We've been getting journey requests from all over London again. People are happy. They actually called us. They kept calling us and saying, like, when are you starting? So I think that helped.
It does. Can you run us through just an example of how that service would work? So if I myself as a user wanted to apply it can you walk us through the logistics?
Yeah, sure. So Travel Hands, what happens is you register with us and the VIP at the moment, they call us on our toll-free number or WhatsApp and share their journey request like XYZ date and what time they would like to be like to go, how much duration would they need a volunteer to spend time with, what would be the pickup point where they would be comfortable for the volunteer to pick them up, and the drop-off point. So these are the information we ask for each journey, and we ask them to like share this at least 24 hours before the journey so that we can find the best possible match for them. Once a volunteer who's most likely available on those times and happy with the duration and everything confirms, then we share the confirmation with both the parties. And before the journey, we give them a one-time password, which is like a funny word every time to make people recognize each other when they are on the ground, as well as it's like an icebreaker so that like people can start chatting.
I love that.
And we ask our VIPs to pay for a small fee for the service. So £3 for up to 3 hours of volunteer help and £5 for over 24 hours of maybe it could be different volunteers, maybe someone to drop them somewhere and someone else would pick them up from the other end. So that's our two pricing as well.
Oh, wow. That's really great. Is your goal maybe, may I ask for your whole organization? I love how you say it's VIP World Services. Are you planning to expand all over the world and providing these services?
That'd be the dream. The dream.
I love it.
Dream would be that, 285 million VIP statistically all around the world. Everybody, a VIP struggles to socialize, connect, and feel, comfortable interacting with whosoever. Now with this community, we want to change that. We want to give them the upper hand. Let the VIP know that they are a VIP, not just by value, but also responsibly, and bring them online. Create as many opportunities working with different organizations. I hope that after working online, there could be projects where people would say, "Why don't you physically come and like review the space if it is accessible?" Why don't you physically come and review if my airline service is something disabled friendly? I hope that something like that could be created in the future. In terms of adding more services, I mean, right now, these two propositions are, we're a startup, I'd say. And we have had a challenging journey, of course, given the scenario, anyway, it's challenging for a startup, but then pandemic just made it more fun.
Yes. I like how you put that.
I take it as fun and say like, okay, let's just crack a joke on it and move on. So,
right. I love your attitude. And, at the American Foundation for the Blind, we are all about inclusion and workforce development programs. And really, I love how you're showing the strength of partnerships and networking to open those doors so that we are in a systemic landscape.
Sure, I'm very happy that we can provide more and more value. At the moment, like we're focused in UK, but definitely like we have a good set of community members who also come on our Zoom calls as well from US, and it's fascinating.
That's wonderful. And I really appreciate you sharing with us, because I think it's important for our listeners to know that, you know, we're so far obviously in the United States, but it's nice to know what we're doing, you know, in other parts of the world for the blind and vision impaired community. So I just wanted to thank you so much for coming with us today. And we're already at the time of the question and answer, but if people wanted to learn more about your product services and how maybe they could get involved, do you have any social media channels or any place they could go to contact you?
100%. We are, we have presence in most of the social media channels. So VIPworldServices.com, that's the main website. If you want to have a look at our Travel Hands service, so the website is travelhands.co.uk. On Facebook, we have a VIP World community where, you know, members interact with us, and that's where we put our projects in display. First of all, then we have an Instagram channel as well. A lot of partially sighted VIPs are active there. Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube channel as well. I'm not a TikTok fan, or I don't know how to
No worries. It's wonderful that you have all these areas. I think it's great. And I thank you so much. I will definitely keep following you and seeing what you're doing, because it's so impressive and so fun. And we're really happy to have you. John, do you have some questions for Sean today?
Oh, we sure do. And I appreciate that you didn't have to introduce me, because I had a cameo about 10 minutes ago.
Yes, that's why I did it. And thank you for helping me through my technical difficulties.
it was my pleasure. And it made me appreciate the work that you do, because it's not as easy as it sounds. So Sean, thank you for being here with us today. I'm going to start with a question that we like to ask guests like you, and in that I mean guests who have shown an entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject in school?
Maths. I love mathematics. I am a very number person. I just used to study maths and nothing else. So my mathematics teacher was the only guy who was always happy, and the others were like, yeah, you know, it could be better.
Sounds about that. Right. That's the thing about numbers, right? There's no room for interpretation. Like, you know, the numbers are the facts. I do appreciate that about math.
Me too.
Yeah. And the thing is, but then, as let's say, with work experience and in my field, designing services with the people, it's like numbers, how do we draw, you know, important insights from the numbers so that the quality of the service can be improved, focusing on areas with you know, following up with the numbers, let's say. So, yeah, I feel like that interest has helped, and I can continue creating wonderful services in the future.
Great. You mentioned something during your answer that I want to go back to a little bit. You mentioned your math teacher. That brings me to the next question. Could you tell us a little bit about the three most influential people in your life and how they impacted you?
Well, yeah. I love my family a lot. I've been very lucky to have, you know, wonderful guidance from my parents. My grandfather, my mom's dad, he has been, you know, my pillar of strength. He's the one who made me crazy. Sometimes I think like that. He's the one who said, jump from, you know, if don't be scared, you know, fear is only something that is, it's a mindset. And he has always been, you know, highly energetic. I always remember him when there is, you know, roadblocks in my life, and just think about how he pushed me and you know, that. So I would say he has been very influential. My dad is a very practical person, giving very practical advices. So, you know, once I jump, my dad does say, like, ensure that you don't die and how you can cope with it. So I take that inspiration. And my mom has given me all the, you know, emotional strength to a lot of like creating entrepreneurship profile work, innovation deals with failures. And I think being emotionally ready to face failures is something that my mom has been very, very helpful in dealing with that. So yeah, I would say them. And then there are so many other inspirational leaders who I look up to, read about them, you know, take inspiration from their stories. But for now, I would say, you know, my family, my three family members who I really look up to.
Family first. We love that here.
Yes, we do. And I love how you tied fear with having that emotional maturity to be able to handle it too. So thank you for that. I'm going to keep that one in my pocket.
Yeah, two things there. When you read these, professional development books and self-help books a little bit, they often underscore a very particular point about not being afraid of failure and failing your way to success. And if you haven't made it yet, it's because you haven't failed enough. You know, I think there's definitely a kernel of truth to that. And also doing that, I think, builds emotional intelligence. So fantastic response, Sean. Thank you. Along those lines, can you tell us a little bit about what you think is the most important lesson you've learned over your career?
Interesting. I think professionally, I feel like what I learned is that creating solutions, it has to come from the people. It has to come from the needs of the people. Like a large part of my career, you know, I was create like, and a lot of companies outside, a lot of people, they create something which they think will be good and will be right for other people, but then it ends out to be not so. So I think asking and inquiring the people exactly what they require and then creating solutions on that brings definite value. For example, Travel Hands, we created that because our community said, hey, can you imagine going to the tube station, 10 minutes walk with your eyes closed, navigating through, you know, all the turns and the corners and cars and everything coming out there. How can we make that easy? So that really helped us to make the solution. And we're going to continue doing that. We're going to continue bringing our community in the center and design solutions with them. So I think that would be the biggest learning, I feel.
That is wonderful. I love the fact that you're talking about, you know, we have to it's your client first, right? Or your customer base first, and really listening to what it is that their needs are. That was great. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And let's shift gears a little bit. Sean, if you could have coffee with any historical figure, who would you choose?
I love this question.
Well, historical person. I think I'll, there are many, to be honest.
You can say more than one, for sure.
Yes, it can be a tea party or a coffee party. Yes.
Okay, I'd love to have a chat with Nelson Mandela. I don't know how this person is his kindness, even after being humiliated and tortured, and how can he forgive and, you know, create something unbelievable, change the world, bring change in the attitudes and lives of so many millions of people. So I'd love to have a chat with him and see, like, how does he shape his thoughts? What made him, how it's very godly. It's very, it's difficult to imagine what that person went through. So that'll be very interesting, I feel. Other than him, well, I have been, you know, there have been many warriors, like in the Indian history that I learned, and who have fought adversaries and you know, who have shown courage and who have done the unbelievable. So I'd love to have interactions with them and see, like, okay, how do we, you know, how do we adapt and equip, and how can we shape our future for the next generations, countering all the challenges like climate change and, you know, all these things. I feel that it's very something maybe we can learn from the past and apply for the future. So I'd love to speak to those personalities, definitely.
I want to be a part of this coffee chat when you have it, because I agree with you on all fronts.
So are you, John?
No, really, it's amazing. But Sean, I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us today. John, and I really appreciated having you. John, did we have any other questions we want to end on?
Let's end with one last question.
Right.
And that question, Ashan, is, what's the one question that you wish I'd asked you, and how would you have answered it?
<Thank you. laughs>
Wow. That's an interesting question. Well, I think I would say maybe, you know, how do I counter stress? Maybe.
Oh, how do I? Well, please share. I would like to know. Yes. All of us need that in the toolkits, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I've, especially after the pandemic, I made a routine for myself, and I said, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to, you know, walk certain amount of some certain distance every day, which doesn't happen every day. But then I joined the gym, workout, and I love to play cricket a lot. I follow, I watch, and I love to play. So the, like, participating in the game itself helps me to, you know, when I go and play, I forget about everything. There's nothing in the mind, which is very helpful. And yeah, that's something I think everybody should have, something like that. And everybody, most of the people do have, and they know how to use it. Yeah, so for me, routine, meditation, workout, cricket. That's what I enjoy.
Love it.
I do too. I think this is a great way to land, because I think it's really important to especially emphasize the fact that you're an entrepreneur, which it takes an incredible amount. And to really, we all need to have balance, right? And I love that you've pointed that out, that we need to have something we're involved in that just makes us forget about everything so that we can reset and refocus. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for all that you do at VIP World Services. We are so incredibly thankful to have you and for all of your work. And thanks for joining us on the Inform and Connect podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great and amazing rest of your day and week. And we look forward to seeing you back here soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Ashan. Bye-bye.
Bye.